Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in Talmudic methodology. In the previous Shiurim, we were discussing at length the issue of Mishpat and Mitzvah. That something that's Mishpat is a different realm than Mitzvah and Aveira. For example, before you talk about Los Sigzols and Mitzvah and Aveira, first you have to establish Mimchana Mishpatit, who it belongs to. And then you can talk about Los Sigzol. And we were Marich talking about these two different realms. And we also said that when do you say Kol Milsadav Rachman Lo Saved if the Lo Saved is in Mishpat? But if the Lo Saved, if you did something in Mishpat and the Lo Saved, the Torah says not to do it, that we say Lo Mahani, that's in the realm of Isser Veheter, it's not going to stop the sale from taking place. Because the sale took place in the world of Mishpat. And the Torah saying not to do it is in the world of Mitzvahs. And these are two different realms. As we discussed at length in the previous shiurim, I hope you heard them. If not, there's still an opportunity, Baruch Hashem. So now we're continuing in the Midos Lecheker Halacha, Midot Aleph Os Yedalid. And this should be Leilui Nishmas, Ephraim ben Shmuel, Maris Esther Bas Shmuel. And therefore it's Miriam Bas Chaya. Says the Rav, V'yesh mitzvot v'averot b'nyanei mamonot shefshar listapek. There are certain mitzvot and averos in the world of mamon that we have a suffix. Are they legal concepts, musagim mishpatim, or are they mitzvot and averos stam? Even though they are in the world of mamonos, like ribbis, losachmo, shochad, which have iser v'heter aspects, but it starts in the world of mishpat, as we discussed at length in the previous shiurim. L'mashal, the mitzvah of an avera in yovel. Everybody gets back their ancestral land. The land is not allowed to be sold forever. So the suffix is this a musag mishpati? Is this purely legal? Or is it a mitzvah and an aveira? So this suffix is included in the chakira that we have in the mid of Siba Veheder, Siba and Chelik Aleph and Mida Beza. We had a number of shiurman. In the question of when one sells a field in the time that Yovel is knowing, is the sale itself only temporary? Or do we say, no, the sale itself is permanent. Just we have a mitzvah to give it back at Yovel. It's an aveira to keep it after Yovel. And there, Rav Amiel was approved like the second sad. So that means that the sale is a permanent sale. Just there is a mitzvah to return it. So that means that the din yovel is not mishpati, the din to return the field is not mishpati, it's in the sug, it's in the category of mitzvah and averis. Now the Rambam says that if in the first parak of Shemitah v'yovel, that if a person sells litzmisus, if he sells forever, then they're both over in alav and an asay, and it's not effective, rather tachzor said the lebailim b'yovel. So lechor, based on what we said, what does the Rambam mean? Because here the lo saved is mitzad the avera. The Torah is telling you, don't do this aveira of selling it forever. But the actual sale was a mishpat, was a din mishpati, was a legal sale. Since it was a legally valid sale, how can we say lo mahani? How can we say that it's not effective? When do we say it's not effective? When the Torah tells you not to do it mipchina mishpatit, when it's all in the realm of mishpat. Then it's not going to be effective. But if it's in the realm of the sale, the actual sale is in the realm of mishpat, and then the Torah says not to do it in the realm of mitzvah and avera, so that mitzvah and avera is not going to stop the mishpat from taking place, from taking effect, because it's two different realms. Never the twain shall meet. So why then does the Rambam say that it's not effective? The sale should be effective, even though the guy did an avera. So why in maaseh molim, maaseh molim? Mipchina mishpatit, it was a valid sale. It was forever. You just have a mitzvah and avera, but the Rambam says, no, because of the mitzvah and avera, even the sale is not valid forever. My high. So, be'emet sham l'inyan yovel, anachnu ba'im mitzad acher. So really there in Yovel, the reason we say that it's not effective, we're coming from a different side. And what we're going to do is we're going to use the teretz of Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Kasha. Why is somebody who shechs on Shabbos, why is his shchita k'shera? So Rabbi Kiva Eger explains in his teretz that the whole machlokets, the avid mahani or lo mahani, Haytab kavanat haTorah, im kol lav ne'amar al ha'oseh o al ha'maaseh. שהבאי סובר כמו הצד הראשון. ובשביל כך היא עביד מהני, כי אף על פי שעושה עבר, אבל המעשה קיים. So the shaila is, listen to my chlokas. Between Abai and Rava, called Milsadam Rachman Alo Sabed, Yavid Mahani or not Mahani, is it effective or not effective? The Torah tells you not to do it. Is what does the Torah mean? Was the whole alab said on the one doing it or on the action? Abaye said it's talking about the person doing it. And therefore, if Yavid Mahani, Torah tells you not to do it, but you did it. The Maisa, you did it. The person was over on the Avera, but the Maisa is Kayim. And Rava holds like the second Sad. And therefore, Yavid Lomahani, because he says that it's on the Maisa. The Torah says not to do the Maisa, the Torah stops the Maisa. The Torah is talking to the person, and the person did it to the Maisa, he did it. But if the Torah is saying about the Maisa, that the Maisa is an Usar Maisa, then the Maisa is Kayim. Then the Maisa is in Kayim. Is the Torah stopping the Maisa? And if the Torah would say, don't shecht on Shabbos, then there would be then this machlokas would be in place. We would have a suffix. It says, lo sishchat b'Shabbos, is the iser, is the lab on the shechet, in which case the shechita is a valid shechita, or is it on the shechita, in which case the shechita is not a valid shechita, the Torah is passing the Maisa. Torah tells the person not to do it, but he did it, so the Maisa is a valid Maisa. But if the Torah says that the Maisa is us, then the Torah is passing the Maisa, it's not a valid Maisa. So if it said, lo sishchat b'Shabbos, then we would have a suffix. Is the Torah talking to the Shechet, to saying to the lav on the person, or is that on the Maisa? Machlokes then. Mahani or lo mahani. But that's not what the Torah says. There's no special lav lo sishchat b'Shabbos, it says lo sasa kol melacha. And that was nemar ala oisa, v'lo ala Maisa. For example, you can't say that on Shabbos, when someone built something, it's not a binyan. You see in front of your eyes, you see a building. So you can't say that it's not a binyan. You see a binyan. So when the Torah says, lo sasa kol melacha, it's talking to the person. But the mice is kayim. So therefore, when somebody shechs on Shabbos, the lav is on the shochet, not on the shechita. That everybody agrees to. And memela, the shechita is a kosher shechita. That's why shechit b'Shabbos shechita suk shera. Because the Torah, when it says, lo sasa kol melacha, it's talking to the doer, not to the mice. V'nolmad mizeh gam et hatzad ha'afuch. שמקום שאנחנו רוצים שהתורה עצמה כתבה את הלב על העושה, לא על העושה, אלא על המעשה. When the Torah itself writes the lav on the maisa and not on the oseh, there everybody agrees that it's not effective. והציור הוא באמת ביובל. מה צורת הלב? והארץ לא תימחר לצמיתות. כי לי כל הארץ. So the lashon of the Torah proves that it's a mitzvah on the arets. That the aretz is can't be nimkar. Memela, it's assuring the ma'aseh, and it's the sale is not a good sale. Makom shatorah gufa madgishat ha'maaseh sham kulei alma modim de lo mahani. Everybody agrees lo mahani because the Torah is emphasizing the ma'aseh. She aretz lo simocher letzmisus. V'gam ken biyifat toah. Sheish beze lav u'machol lo timkerena. And how let us sell the Yafas Torah? Gam ken yesh listapek. Im zeh din mishpati she'ein lo kinyan ba'ad kedei lemochra. As the Torah is saying, mipchina mishpatit, you can't sell her. It's not going to be a valid sale. That's what the Torah is saying when it's telling you not to sell her. It's talking about your mice is not a sale. O shebemet mitzad ha-mishpati shebadavar hu konel ta lechol davar ki zeh nechlal b'chlal v'yesh b'menu shevi, like we see in Gittin Lamed Ches. That the Chevy is a Kenyan, so maybe Yutaka can sell her. Ela shezoi averak chol averot. It's just an avera. Im ki avera zonogat b'shetach hamamoni. Okay, so which one is it? Is it a din mishpati not to sell the afas Torah, or a din mamoni? Ulefi dvareinu anal mekivan sharamam pasak. במוכר יפת תואר שהקניין Lo chal legamre. Ayin sham beperek chet me'elchot melachim. Mikan roim shezeu inyan mishpati. From the fact that the Rambam says that the sale is not a valid sale, we see that it's an inyan mishpati. We see that it's legal. She'ein lo ba'alut aleha l'inyan mechira. He has no ba'alus regarding mechira, and therefore the Rambam says the sale is not a good sale. Otherwise, the sale wouldn't be mizbatel because of the avera. What does one have to do with the other? The sale is a valid sale, and he did an avera. So how can you say it's not a good sale? The answer is it's not a good sale because the Torah is telling us mebchina mishpatit, don't do it. Mishpatit, it's not valid. If it wouldn't be a musag mishpati, then the sale wouldn't be cancelled, wouldn't be nullified. ואין ברמב"ם בפרק ו' מהלכות בכורות, הלכה ה', שכתב מעשר בהמה אסור למכרו כשהוא תמים, שנאמר כי לא יגאל. יראה לי שהמוכר מעשר לא עשה כלום, ולא קנה הלוקח, לפיכך אינו לוקה. כמוכר חרמי כהנים שלא קנה הלוקח, כמוכר יפת תואר. So the Rambam says, try to sell your meiser behema animal. Doesn't work. You try to sell cherme kohanim, somebody gave to the kohanim. Doesn't work. So these are all musagim mishpatim. This is now rishus hekdesh, mibchina mishpatit. And therefore you can't sell it. Ein lo tokef mishpati. And it's now in the world of lo mahani. At the end of this midah, it's a long, long, long midah. He talks about my favorite topic just about in the world, Eretz Yisrael. So this midah is Metzias and Din. Shegam bazeh anu motzim echad men harishonim yirad lo'omko shel davar lechalek bein metziut uvein din. Klomar ki Eretz Yisrael kishi la'atzma hi musag metziut mekomit. Vehadin ba, right? That's what we're talking about, mitzias and din, because we're talking about mishpat. Mishpat is a mitzias, and then the din. We wanted to see how the din relates to that mitzias. So Eretz Yisrael is a musag of mitziut mekomit. Vehadin ba kedei la'atil et kol ha-mitzvot ha-tuliot ba'aretz. So even if me'ezes siba, there's no din of Eretz Yisrael klape the mitzvah tuliot ba'aretz. But the Metzias of Eretz Yisrael, those things related to the Etzem Metzias of Eretz Yisrael, aren't Mizbatel. The Etzem Metzias remains a Metzias. B'davar zeh megaleh lanu haritva b'chidushav legitin b'teirutzo al kushiyat ha-tosvot b'tchilat ha-mesechet b'stira sheish bein ha-mishna shama shechoshevet et Akko b'tor chutz la'aretz. On one hand, the Mishnah says Akko's chutz la'aretz. On the other hand, the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba, Habi Menashe, Kipide Akko. He used to kill the racks of Akko. So which one is it? Is it Eretz Yisrael, like Rabbi Abba seems to think? Or is it not, like the Mishnah seems to think? Vu omer kacha. I like that. Rabbi Amiel says, Hu omer kacha. It's like he's talking to us. People usually don't write this way. They speak this way. Halo kol ha-shak le-vitari yim Akko kidosha olo, hu bazeim kfashu ole bavel olo. The whole shaila, the whole give and take, the whole halach yelich of whether Akko is holy or not is if Ole Bavel captured it. Aval, ani mitzatet, mishum halo ir yadev shar de lo kavshu, avafilu shebatla kedusha chibat haaretz lo batla. Di lo temach leman damar kedusha kedrishona kedshalatat shata, velo kedshalatid lavor. Achshav shearetz chareva, mik leman damar deina kedusha. So it could be that they didn't capture Akko, and it could be that it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it still has Chibas Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have the formalistic halachic Kedusha, but it's still holy. it's still a metzius. You know, a person has, to give a mashal, a person has a child, and he a goy, and he's mizgayer. So katan shen mizgayer, goy shen mizgayer, shen mizgayer katan shen alad dami. But biologically, they're still related. There's still that metzius. He still has chiba. It's still his child. So Eretz Yisrael is still chiba. Eretz Yisrael, even the Olei Babel didn't capture it. And therefore, he says it's pashut. Even if you hold kedusha rishon a kitcha shayde below kitcha lasid lavo, and now Eretz Yisrael is destroyed. What? There's no chibas haaretz. We don't love Eretz Yisrael anymore. Has mila hasgir. Klomar she'aval pishelo kitcha leatid lavo ve'ein makol adinim shel mitzvot atliot baaretz, aval sof sof achiba. חיבת הקדושה כשהיא לעצמה, שזוהי מציאות מקומית כנ"ל, זו בעינה עומדת. יפה מאוד. זה יופי. וחיבס ארץ ישראל בלייב, זה נשאר. ויהיה גם בהגות הרדבז על הרמב״ם בפרק א' מהלכות תרומות, הלכה ג', שכתב, הארצות שכבש דוד חוץ לארץ, כנען, ארם נעריים, ארם צובה. וכולי, ובני זה ירדו ממעלת ארץ ישראל. ומפני מה ירדו ממעלת ארץ ישראל? מפני שכבש אותם קודם שיכבוש את כל ארץ ישראל. The places in Syria that David HaMelech captured before he captured Eretz Yisrael. Why don't they have the Mile of Eretz Yisrael? Because David captured them not as a Kibush Rabim, but as a Kibush Yoch before he captured Eretz Yisrael. אלא נשאר בה משבע עמים, ואילו תפס כל ארץ כנען לגבולותיה. But had he first captured Eretz Canaan within its borders and then captured the other Arutzes, then his kibush would be like Eretz Yisrael l'chol davar. What is l'chol davar? As katuv sham ba'agot yatzav l'chol davar haynu l'chol adinim abim mitzad mitzvot atliyot ba'aretz. If you would have first captured Eretz Yisrael and then captured these other areas, then L'chol Dover would be Keretz Yisrael. But now that he didn't, it's not L'chol Dover Keretz Yisrael. Mitzad mitzad tluyos ba'aretz. Aval midin chibat ha'aretz, l'kdushat ha'aretz k'shel ha'atzma, lo midin ha'mitzvot ha'tluyot ba'aretz. Midin ha'kol ma'alim le'eretz Yisrael, o kol ha'olech ha'arbamot be'eretz Yisrael. The Eretz still has the din of Eretz Yisrael. וגם היין במיבמות, סמך דל עד עמוד א', תנו רבנן, נשא אישה ושעתיים העשר שנים, ולא ילדה, יוציא וייתן כתובה, ואף על פי שאין ראיה לדבר, זכר לדבר. Guy's married for 10 years, doesn't give birth, חס ושלום, she divorced her and give her a ksuba. But she hears Eretz Yisrael is not all in a minion. As we see, Miketz Sheva Shanim El Shevet Avram Baretz Kenan, Lelametcha, She'en Yeshivat Chutz La'aretz Ola Min HaMinyan. Ketuv Pasuk, Sefa Karati Miketz Sheva, Miketz Eser Shanim La Shevet Avram Baretz Kenan. Achrei Eser Shanim She'Avram Haya Baretz Kenan, he took Hagar. Because he said, after 10 years, I'm not going to have a child with Sarah. And this teaches us that Ein Yeshivas Chutz La'aretz Ola Lo Min HaMinyan. What about the years they were in Chutz La'aretz? Why only after 10 years in Eretz Yisrael? Because Chutz La'aretz isn't Ola Min HaMinyan. Wait a second. As Rav Amiel says, in the name of Rav Godol Echad Heirli. Here there was no Kedusha Rishon, there was no Kedusha Shnia. What was there? The answer is, there was the Metzias of Eretz Yisrael, the school of Eretz Yisrael was even before the Kibush. Like we've discussed in many Shiurim, that's Mibriya Sa'olim, there's already Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So that Metzias of Eretz Yisrael applies, even though the Dinim do not apply. Okay? Baruch Hashem, Lamadnu Yisodos Gedolim. And this is such a fascinating series of lectures that we've been giving, if I may say so myself. And we should just zeichet to continue. Lilmod ulelameid lishmor velasos ulekayem et kol divrei Talmud Torato be'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.